This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The through line of the program this week has been our series, The Price of Profits, in which we have taken the Wall Street mantra of gotta increase shareholder value, gotta maximize shareholder profit. We have taken that and looked at it every which way. The corporate angle, the CEO angle, the culture of Wall Street angle, the historical angle. Today, the jobs angle, because if companies are going to increase shareholder value, labor costs are a biggie that they've got to take care of. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner has more on the price of profits and the changing nature of work.
If you're a tourist in Nashville, it's easy to think this city is built entirely on music. It pours out of the honky-tonks and cafes here 7 nights a week. But step outside the city's entertainment district and you bump into Nissan, HCA, Bridgestone, Amazon. Tax incentives and right-to-work laws helped get them here. And now Metro Nashville ranks fourth on Forbes' Best Big Cities for Jobs. But a growing number of workers here aren't company men and women. They freelance, work on contract, on demand, for temp and staffing agencies. 41-year-old Amy Walters is among the freelancers.
They'll just lick you. That's all fair. Get back.
And yeah, she works from home.
Hey, Bertha, come on. Bertha!
Walters works for an online startup called Gun.io, as in hired gun. The company matches freelance software developers with business clients who want to outsource digital projects, mobile apps and the like. Walters walks into a small converted bedroom.
This is where all the work happens. I need a laptop. I need a phone. I need an internet connection.
And that's it.
Pretty much, in various apps that, you know, allow me to collaborate with developers across the world.
Tech freelancers are a familiar breed. Walters and others finding work through Gun are paid well, typically $100 an hour. But it's part-time, no benefits, and career development, that's on them. As long as they can keep up their skills, the thinking goes, they'll have work. Though Walters says getting laid off once from a full-time job, on 9/11 of all days, makes her think twice about that.
Yeah, that was, it shook me, you know, so I think about financial future now or going forward, and I feel like, I mean, how stable are any of us really?
Actually, job stability went out the window decades ago. Just ask any American who's been escorted out by security in a mass layoff or whose factory moved offshore. In a global marketplace constantly upended by technology, companies are under unrelenting pressure to cut costs and maximize profits. If companies can do business without permanent employees, they will. Technology and contractors make that easier every day. And Wall Street approves. Jerry Davis is author of The Vanishing American Corporation.
At minimum, Wall Street does not value having employees. At maximum, you might be punished.
New research by economists Lawrence Katz and Alan Krueger suggests that all the net job growth in the last decade has been temporary, contract, and gig work. That includes Uber-type jobs, but much more is work contracted out to staffing agencies. 33-year-old Stephen Ferguson had one of those jobs. He helped build SUVs at the Nissan assembly plant near Nashville. But he wasn't hired by Nissan. He worked for a labor contractor called Yates Services. That meant working alongside regular Nissan employees doing the same job, but for roughly half the pay and little job security.
There would be people that would be scared to go to medical inside that plant, that they would get sent home and then would never be allowed to come back there again.
Ferguson did eventually get hired through a Nissan transition program called Pathways, but others can stay contract workers for years. Nissan's not alone here. All automakers now rely on temps to some degree. So do many manufacturers, warehouses, and call centers. Army veteran Brian Gammy is an ex-Nissan contractor as well. He says when he returned home from Iraq in 2010, he was shocked that all he could get was fill-in and contract jobs. At one point, he was working for three different temp firms.
It seems to be a ever-growing trend in the job force anymore that everything is temp. And it is really hard to actually get on with an actual company anymore.
And that, he says, can put a grown-up life on hold.
Even if you want to get a home loan, or the bank looks at it and they say, oh, well, you work for Yates Services. You're a temporary employee. When are you going to get a real job?
Corporations have quietly been shedding real jobs for years, not just through offshoring and automation. American business now farms out a surprising amount of work that used to be done in-house. from HR to IT, from marketing to maintenance. I even met an emergency room doctor in Nashville who worked for a physician outsourcing firm. It's standard practice now in many hospital ERs. Stanford University business professor Jeffrey Pfeffer.
Employees, you know, impose overhead costs and burdens, and you have to, you know, fire them using some reasonable due process, and you have to pay benefits and Social Security and all this other stuff. And so it's much cheaper to just get rid of them.
You can make a strong business case for outsourcing. As market demands change, you can easily and more cheaply staff up or down. You can access a staffing firm's vast database of talent rather than investing in your own. All this corporate efficiency lowers prices for consumers. It's raised profits for stockholders, but at the expense of workers. David Weil, head of the Labor Department's Wage and Hour Division, argues the outsourced economy exacerbates wage inequality.
We have a lot of good economic studies that show this actually happens, that the wages of a janitor who works as a contractor are significantly below those of the same janitor doing the same kind of job if he's directly my employee.
At worst, subcontractors violate labor laws to stay competitive. 28-year-old Deanna Lopez was a housekeeper in a 4-star hotel in Nashville, but she worked for a subcontractor, not the name on the marquee or even the company managing the hotel.
Se tiene que trabajar bajo mucha presión en ese lugar.
You work under a lot of stress here because, like, sometimes they give you 20 or 25 minutes per room, but they want it to be perfect.
Lopez earned $8.75 an hour with no benefits. At one point, she says she and her coworkers noticed hours and entire days missing from their paychecks. Chuck Yezbeck is an employee rights attorney in Nashville.
I've seen a lot of maids that work in hotels that don't even make minimum wage. How can it happen? It happens because the employer will pay them a rate per room, and the rate per room isn't enough for them to earn minimum wage, and often they won't pay overtime.
Lopez and her coworkers did recover their wages with the help of a workers' rights group, and the Labor Department is trying to make companies more responsible for contracted workers. But good jobs, the kind political candidates vow to bring back, business doesn't need those like it used to. Companies can now capture huge market share without committing to huge numbers of workers. Here in Nashville, gigs used to be for working musicians. Today, the audience knows what that's like, too. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
It'll get better if you drink. I don't know if you're aware of that.